As they worked their way out from the shelter of the shady trees and the cool darkness of the wood, Onca had to blink several times to adjust his eyes as the bright sunlight blinded him. His encounter with Claudia had left him with the most unusual feeling in his tummy. It was a quiver of happiness, a feeling of belonging. Claudia was right. He would not run away. Not now that he had found a home that he loved and true friends he admired, and a little mouse that had become family. He now had an auntie. He thought about asking Badger who this last creature was, but decided to just follow instead, gazing now and then at the glorious blue skies, wondering if the pilgrim of wispy clouds above them, who, despite having their own journey to travel, had decided to stay and accompany them for a while. Reaching a stony outlet, Badger gestured to Onca to come and join him on a rocky platform that pierced deep into the still water.
I am now about to show you, Onca, why Rutland Water is such a very sacred place. If you look deep into the heart of the water, you may get a glimpse of our guardians. These creatures live in an underworld that none of us could ever survive in. Rutland Water owes its life to the sacrifice that lies below it. The lost villages of Middle and Nether Hambleton. Arthur has probably told you the story about how this land was flooded, but he probably hasn't told you about the lost souls that remain here. You are going to meet some very special creatures whose entire lives are dedicated to helping the souls of those left behind in the lost villages.
When all this was flooded by the Tors and Seablees, they were able to remove the livestock, people and personal possessions. But in their naivety, there were some things they could never remove.
The houses, I guess.
You are partly correct, Onca. The houses, yes. But more importantly, memories. Those buildings hold the memories of generations past, and now they are trapped beneath the water forever.
I don't understand. Are you saying that they weren't able to take the memories away and save them?
Ah, we're not saying that the Tors and Seablees didn't selfishly take their own memories away, but they left behind those of the building.
When a building becomes a home, then it becomes a living thing, Onca. And below the water, there are buildings that desperately want to feel alive again and can't.
They have become soulless and sad. The guardians are the only ones who can visit them and bring them any comfort.
That is awful. Why do the Tors and Seablees have to be so cruel?
You forget, Onca, that without the water, none of us would have the life we have and the beautiful home we share. Through the sacrifice of those few buildings, so many of us are able to enjoy our lives today. What we must never do is allow ourselves to take for granted what we have, and never to gaze on the water without respect.
Ah, I think I can see movement. I think the guardians have arrived.
Having arrived with a happy heart, Onca now felt the weight of sadness pressing down on him. The tale about the soulless buildings had made such a dent in his heart that he felt slightly off balance and eager to meet these wonderful creatures. Leaning forward over the water, he saw them for the first time. A flash here, a dot there, a splash nearby. In front of his very eyes, he caught sight of them. Fish. Fish of all different shape, size and colour. The rippling water vibrated with movement as they approached ever nearer.
Thank you all for allowing us to see you. I'd like to introduce Onka. I am in no doubt that the Tors and Seablies will be arriving soon, so I will make this brief. Their aim will be to try to take him back to his former life, behind bars. However, Onka has fallen in love with our water and would dearly like to make this his new home. I have explained about the important role you do and the need to show respect at all times, of which he is more than happy to do. In the next few days, many of us who live here, our families, homes and friends may be in deep danger, and I ask for your help should we need it.
Greetings, Onka. Hey, listen, Badger. Your danger's closer than you think, you know. There are at least 12 Tors with dogs walking across the dam this morning.
That's not good. They may soon pick up on your scent, Onka.
If not already, we must move fast.
Well, I've got a plan, but I'm going to have to pass it by the others. The safest place for you, Onka, is going to be near the water. Can you swim?
Yes, a little.
Oh, that's good. What I want you to do is find a sheltered spot where you can easily get to the water if you've got to. Now, if your corners, and if my plan works, we'll be able to help you. But do me a favour, will you? Just don't try and be a hero and fight, as you're no match for their guns.
I'm blown away by this, Mrs. Fish, but my legs can be really quite speedy when they need to be, and I could easily outrun them.
They will lay traps, Onka. They will try and drive you towards other gangs of Tors waiting for you. Your legs will soon tire, and then our bullets will be faster than any running.
I've decided. We need reinforcements from wherever they can be sourced. So, I'm going to head back to Parliament and make a statement in the Cromans. I will return, but I may be alone if I can't convince them that Onkar exists. Take care, young Onkar, and I'll be back soon.
Thank you, Arthur. Safe journey.
Take care, buddy. And don't worry, I'm going nowhere.